If you walked into a bank, took a $100 bill out of your wallet and just lit it on fire right there in the lobby, people would think you had absolutely lost your mind.
Right, because it's this incredibly visible, tangible waste of a resource,
Yeah.
you know?
Exactly. But every single day, we pull out our phones and do exactly that with a resource we can literally never earn back, which is our time. So, welcome to today's deep dive into week 13, day 6 of the Laws of Life workbook.
And today is all about the self-audit for Law 13, right?
Yeah, living primarily in your circles of control and influence and keeping everything else strictly for awareness. Our mission today is to prep you for the 6-question self-audit. But as someone who teaches psychology at the PhD level, I have to give a quick warning here. You need absolute total honesty today.
Oh, completely. Because no one will see these answers but you.
Right. So hedging or, lying to yourself, it simply sabotages all the psychological hard work you've done this week.
And from a neurobiology perspective, that brings us right to question one. What specific distraction or app or worry is quietly stealing time from the life you actually say you want to build?
Because attention is essentially a strict daily cognitive budget. If you spend your temporal capital on, say, a doom-scrolling feed, you literally cannot refund that time to spend on your actual goals.
You really can't. And that transitions us into question two. Using that CIA method we've talked about, control, influence, awareness, what became obvious that you actually control but haven't been doing consistently?
And I always want to push back on this awareness circle a bit, because if I just ignore everything outside my control, like the economy or global events, aren't I just sticking my head in the sand?
Well, it's not about ignorance at all. It's about not letting awareness become rumination. Because evolutionary speaking, our brains were wired to scan the horizon for immediate threats,
yeah.
Right? Like lions on the savannah.
Right, but there are no lions in our living rooms.
Exactly. But today, that survival mechanism is completely hijacked by curated algorithms designed to keep you scrolling. You just exhaust your cognitive budget on threats you can't actually fight.
So you're spending all your energy reacting to the lion on a screen instead of, building a shelter in your actual backyard.
Yes, the mundane things you actually control.
Which brings us to the emotional payoff in question three. Why do we voluntarily focus on things we cannot change? So I'm putting you on the hot seat here.
Uh-oh.
As a neuroscientist, when you catch yourself stuck in that awareness circle, agonizing over something you have zero influence over, what's your actual emotional payoff?
Oh, wow. Okay, that is brutal. But if I'm being entirely honest here, my payoff is outrage. Because neurochemically, outrage is highly rewarding.
Wait, really? Rewarding how?
Yeah, it gives you this huge surge of norepinephrine and dopamine. It makes you feel morally superior and highly active. So it feels like I'm doing something vital, but I'm actually just sitting on the couch getting a cheap chemical hit without risking any real-world failure.
Wow. Hearing you say that makes me realize my own moral superiority hit is often just procrastination disguised as productivity.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I confess my outrage addiction, so now it's your turn to be on the spot.
Fair enough.
Question four. When you look back at your selected distill points, your code rewrites or quotes, which one most exposed where your attention has been leaking?
Okay. For me, it was looking at one of my selected code rewrites, which was refuse to waste time on things I cannot change. It completely exposed how much time I spend in imaginary arguments.
Oh, I do that too.
Right. Like, I will mentally debate people who aren't even in the room about topics I have zero influence over. It was just a massive wake-up call to see I was voluntarily draining my own cognitive budget.
But see, that wake-up call is the exact pivot point we're looking for in question five. What is one specific repeated action you can take to reclaim that time and prove you are living in control?
Because you have to actually show your nervous system that the steering wheel is connected to the tires.
Exactly. The brain learns through repetition, not just revelation. You have to take physical action.
Which really leads us perfectly into question six. What answers or unexpected ideas surfaced from your bedtime question? Because once you stop the leakage during the day, you can actually use your sleep to your advantage. But how does that actually work mechanically in the brain?
So when you seed a specific question right before bed, you're engaging the brain's default mode network. Your conscious analytical guard is totally down during sleep, so the brain stops trying to force a linear solution.
It just sort of wanders.
Basically, yeah. It runs the problem against random memories and seemingly unrelated concepts. That's why you wake up with those unexpected gold nuggets of insight. Your subconscious just did all the heavy lifting while you rested.
That is just absolutely brilliant. So before we wrap this up, please do not forget to continue your 3 times a day review of your custom stack. That's your 3 code rewrites, your 3 distill points, and those 2 quotes.
And of course, do not forget tonight's bedtime question.
Yes, definitely. And you can rest easy tonight knowing tomorrow, day 7, is a much lighter and easier day that transitions perfectly into the next module.
It's a really nice breather after all this heavy lifting.
For sure. So as you jump into today's audit, I want to leave you with a thought circling back to that burning money. If your mind is constantly processing things entirely outside your control, literally setting your daily cognitive budget on fire, what brilliant life-changing idea is currently being suffocated by the noise?